This is the Tom Likas Show.
I like the cut of your jib.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Look at you.
Don't be stupid.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at Tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. And another bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us here in studio, as he does every Tuesday, family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
What's going on?
Well, I've been thinking this week about the 101 classroom, Tom. And yeah, this has got to be an extension of what you were saying today about how things change, right? We have the world rushing forward at a million miles an hour, and you were talking about technology, and we had cassettes for 20 years and radio for 100 years, but you know, everything sort of devolves into something else. I remember when CDs were like, you know, this new creation, and now it's like they're fading from the world. And you see how paradigms get disrupted. And we've always talked about disruptive technology, and
right,
The winners in this world are people that see the difference and see the change coming. Someone like you, who got off of terrestrial radio and started doing something different, changing with the times. And you see that evolution is cruel. I mean, revolution is even more cruel. But you see how the people that fail to adapt and the industries that fail to adapt disappear. There was a time, Tom, when MySpace was huge. Huge. And I think Fox bought it for like $500 million or whatever. Everyone was on MySpace. And I remember that movie that was about Facebook, the social network. They were talking about, because at that time MySpace was big, and they were talking about making Facebook. And it's the same thing I remember reading about the emergence of Google. How could Google ever beat Yahoo? Because Yahoo was so big. And you see how things change and how one displaces another. And if you have a very big company, and, you know, they talk about the banks being too big, you got to break up the banks, or, you know, these different companies dominating their industries. But the truth is that as things change and as the principles change and things move forward and consumer demand changes and all the different factors, the ones that don't adapt go by the wayside. You know, one of the things that I think is really important also is, you know, to be an old timer. You always used to do this funny voice, Tommy. You'd say, "Well, back in my day,
yes,
God damn it, you know,
yes,
the way things used to be." You know, I mean, there's a place for nostalgia, and I think it's interesting to talk to older people and they talk about how things were when they were kids or whatever. And I mean, I have some memories like that as well. You see the amount of change that's happened even in one lifetime. From the way things were when I was a kid till now, which is, you know, 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. But I really think that you have to have flexibility of mind no matter how old you get, and you have to be able to recognize changes and trends. And this is something that we've sort of talked about directly and indirectly on the show. I mean, I love the disruptors. What's the name of the shaving company?
Harry's.
Harry's. I mean, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful disruptor. Here you have a couple of companies or one or two companies that control almost the whole market, and then you have someone who comes in and sticks it to them, which is beautiful. And there are a lot of things that exist in that way. Now, it's painful to say, and it hurts me to say it to the people. I'm not trying to knock people's religious beliefs or whatever. But I really think, and this is something we've talked about a lot, that the institution of marriage and the traditional family is gone. It's just gone. I don't give a shit who you know. We always have this call-in where Tom gets some woman on the phone and she says, "Well, I'm not like that, and my friends aren't like that, and that's no waltz. Not all women are like that." And there are exceptions. Well, we've seen that some of the Mormons are religious enough that they stay with their husband and wife or whatever and have a nice family, and God bless them. And that certainly can exist. But if you look at what's happening in the world and what's happened in the past years, and you can point blame at economics or feminism or whatever you want, I think it's much more relevant not to just complain about it, but to look at it and see what it really is for what it is and acknowledge it, and then think about what the new paradigms are going to be. And I think that's crucial. Now, let me give you a small example. Some years ago, and this is something that's online that people can look up, and I certainly, if anyone contacts me, I can give you information about this. But some years ago, I went on trips to other countries. There's definitely a real limitation, I think, personally, on the ability to marry an American-born woman. I think that's a terrible mistake. I don't think they're very maternal. I don't think they make good wives. I don't think they make good mothers. And they're going to stick a knife in your back as soon as they can. And so I had some friends who told me you should marry a foreign woman. And I actually visited some of the countries that they suggest to do this, such as Russia, the Ukraine, Argentina, Colombia, Thailand, the Philippines, and there are some others. And that was very interesting. And I met a lot of guys. I've met guys here in California and elsewhere in the U.S., Canada, that married women from Russia, married women from some of these other countries, and had them, you know, come to the U.S., and some of them did okay. Some of them had successful marriages. But I'm sorry to say that even that has its limitations, and that a lot of those guys end up getting screwed. As you know, a lot of the women are geared towards getting a green card, getting money for their family, getting their alcoholic brother to move to the U.S. also. They end up having a lot of laws on their side that can protect them in certain ways that get misused. They can make false claims of domestic abuse. There's all kinds of stuff that comes up with that. I recently saw a documentary, which is really interesting. It was from Argentina, and it was called Erasing Father. And it's in Spanish with subtitles, and if anyone wants, send me an email, and I'll give you a link to it. You can watch it for free online. And it talks about women in Argentina, which is obviously not the U.S., South America, a very different country. But if you look at what they're doing, it's exactly the same kind of nonsense. They make false claims of domestic violence. They don't follow custody orders. And you see in the show a bunch of different guys who all look perfectly normal, and they are not able to see their children, and they're paying all kinds of unfair child support and alimony. It's the same bullshit that happens in the United States. I mean, we like to say how things are really wrong and screwy in the United States, but the truth is that it doesn't seem to be much better. And if you see the mentality, not only in the Western countries, but in a country like Argentina is like this, then if you marry an Argentinian woman and you bring her to the United States, you're going to get the same old, same old. What's really interesting, and this is something that I was just reading, Tom, you love this, people are talking a lot about the Syrian refugees. Syria fell apart, and there's a civil war. And all these people are getting on these little rickety boats and leaving Syria and trying to get to Europe. And they're getting to Germany and England and Sweden, and some other countries are taking them in. And, Syria, of course, is an Arab country, a Muslim country, very conservative. And, Tom, what do you think the first thing these women do when they land in Germany? They file for divorce from their husbands.
Right.
So you're talking about these ultra-religious, by our standards, Islamic women who are covered from head to toe, not allowed to leave the house, right? And they're very orthodox. And once they get to the Western world in Germany and they register as refugees, they immediately tell the social worker, I want a divorce. My husband's abusive. So this is unbelievable. But Islam does not provide these sorts of remedies to women, generally speaking. But here, once they know that they're in the West and that they're safe and that their husband's family isn't going to kill them or whatever, they immediately, you know, as Syrian refugee women, they want a divorce. And so this is something that is just absolutely not going to work. It's not going to click. I think if you get a foreign woman or you get an American woman, even worse. I know guys that went to, you know, some village somewhere that they were from in some East European country in Croatia, or something of the sort, and they got themselves a virgin from, you know, a really good family, a very young girl, and it still didn't work out. That once she got to the U.S., she became westernized, plus she missed her family, plus she was immature and all this other good stuff, and one way or another it exploded in the guy's face. So he was pretty happy for about a year or two. He thought he really beat the system, but reality catches up. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at changing times and these circumstances and so forth, I have a case going on right now, Tom. This is unbelievable, where this ex-wife is saying that her husband abused her in domestic violence, and she so brainwashed the children that they came in, these two teenage children, and testified against their father. And the whole thing is bullshit. They know it's not true. The story doesn't even fit together right. But here they went ahead and testified against their father. And, I mean, I can't imagine something more heartbreaking than having children, trying to do the right thing, sacrificing for them, and their mother is so toxic and so poisoned and so disturbed and so bent on revenge. And you see the vindictiveness of women, that she worked on these children who are not like 6 years old, they're teenagers, and she convinced them that the best thing to do would be to make up lies to try to get their father put in jail. And here they went ahead and did it. And here I'm sitting in court with this guy, and he's watching this happen. I can't imagine anything more heartbreaking. So, you know, there are still people in our world that crave connection and crave family. That seems very natural, very human. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about when we talk about all these things that don't work and this doesn't work, you know, we have to think about alternatives. And obviously, Tom has often said, you know, be involved with women, that's fine, but she lives at her place and you live at your place, and you don't deal with, you know, getting, you know, your things wrapped together and your finances mixed together. And there are certainly ways to do that. People still talk about marriage with prenuptial agreements, but I have to say that in the cases that I've done, the prenuptial agreements are immediately challenged. And the woman spends a year and a half litigating that she was forced or she didn't know what she was signing or whatever. And many times they're set aside. And we saw that in the case of the husband and wife that owned the Dodgers, the McCourts, that even though the woman was a lawyer and she was very sophisticated financially, they still set the prenuptial agreement aside because she claimed she didn't understand it. And, you know, you see how women go to court and they cry and everyone feels sympathetic to them. And, you know, women go from being these independent creatures to talking about how helpless and stupid they are. And everyone says, oh, the poor thing, and feels bad for her and lets her get away with murder, basically. There are statistics that show that in all sorts of crimes, no matter how egregious the woman has done something, a murder or whatever, even molesting children, that men get 3 to 4 times the punishment. So a woman is going to get, you know, 2 or 3 years, and a guy is going to get 25 years for a very similar offense. And that's, again, because of our thought of the need to protect women and shelter women. And, you know, it's very common that the prosecutor will say that this man who did something is a monster and he's horrible. And then the woman, of course, you know, well, we have to feel bad for her, and she was abused and she was forced to do it and all that stuff. It's always like someone else's influence. So one of the things that Tom talked about over the years, and this is something that I've been working on now, and I certainly need support from the audience here. Tom talked about to do what the gays do, which is to get surrogates. And this has been something that I know it sounds kind of far out, but actually it's evolving into an industry, and a lot of people are looking towards foreign surrogates, which means that you have the baby gestated by a woman in another country, and then you know, she would be treated by you know, proper medical doctors and so forth, and then when the baby was born, you would bring the baby to the United States. And if you think about it, you know, there is no reason that you know, it's non-traditional, but there's no reason that a man cannot raise a child on his own. And I think it's something that people should seriously consider. You know, this changes the balance, which means that, let's say if you had a girlfriend, you know, you're dating a woman or whatever the story was, or even if she lived with you, maybe she would help you out with the child, but the child is your child. And so all of the nonsense that we have to deal with custody and visitation and all these claims that are made, all of this nonsense would have nothing to do with it. It would be out the window. It would be your child. And obviously, if you work or whatever, you could do what is normally done by women and everyone else. The kid goes to school, the kid has child care, and you would be the parent. And obviously, it would be nice if you had other people to help you or whatever, but I think that, as I said, with changing times, the idea that women are the ones that are supposed to raise children is just absolutely not true, and men are perfectly capable of doing it. And I think that if you're a man and you really crave, I guess, an heir, if you want to have children to follow you, or you want to pass on the Jones name or whatever it is, this is something that you can do in this way. And I think that this is going to be the paradigm changer. You have to recognize that, particularly when it comes to these issues of foreign brides, women fought this very, very harshly. Every woman that I talk to and I say, you know, guys can get married, they can find a woman in the Ukraine, oh, they get so upset. American women want to make sure that they have the monopoly, that you have to marry them no matter how horrible they are. And I really urge guys to turn on the show Girls, which is now available on DVD. And this is the nature of women today. This is how they are. They're fat and disgusting. They're tattooed. And, you know, if you can accept all of that, if you just listen to them speak, if you listen to the cadence and the things they say and the things that they think are important, I think you could go into a serious vomit fest. And so there's got to be alternatives. And, you know, Tom's right. You shouldn't be making big commitments. You shouldn't have a girlfriend. But at the same time, if you're getting to be in your 30s or your 40s and you say, you know, I really want to have a family, I think you should think very, very carefully of the possibility, and there's ways to do it, like I'm discussing, that you can have a child that you have on your own. And I'm not saying that's because you sue the mother and get custody. I'm saying that that's because you do it with surrogacy, you do alternatives like adoptions, and you have a child that's your child. And then if you want to bring a woman into your life and have that woman exposed to the child and help the child or whatever, that's completely to your discretion. We have seen the most obscene things in family law, where a mother and father are fighting about whether the child can be exposed to cigarette smoke, or whether the child is raised to be one religion or another religion. We have lots of fights. I do this all the time. Which school the kid should go to? Should it be private school or public school, or which public school or whatever? And you get involved in all of these tedious, disgusting things. And men, generally speaking, are shunted out for most of these decisions. Women run wild. They take the kid. They move. They do all kinds of crazy things. They tell the kid crazy things. And you see how the courts are very loath to get involved in it. It has to be very extreme. And even if the mother is abusive, or even if she sexually abuses the child, you know, and women today are crazier than ever, the courts are very sympathetic to women. They're very forgiving of the things that women do. I have gone in with stories that I thought were going to be slam dunks, that the mother had done something ridiculous, and somehow the court was going to see that and go, oh my God, you're sick, disgusting, and give the father custody. And yet, they let it slide, they always give the woman a break. And so I think the disruptive element, which I would have said originally was going to be marrying foreign women, which I think, like I said, has plenty of risk also, I think the disruptive thing is going to be that we change the way we form families. And we've already talked about blended families and step families. And, you know, we had things that only a few years ago were very unthinkable, like interracial people getting married. That was absolutely taboo 50 or 40 years ago or whatever. But I think that what's going to be the wave of the future, and this is something that I'm going to start working on in my practice, is adoptions and surrogacy. Where guys particularly, and women can do this too, I suppose, if they want, that's their choice. But, you know, a woman has the reproductive stuff, so she can probably get a sperm donor and have a child or whatever. And it's different, obviously, for men and the women. I also think that, you know, if you look at women struggling with, you know, wanting to have kids later on and infertility, maybe they're going to want to do things like this. But I think the wave of the future is going to be guys who hire surrogates, whether in the U.S. or in other countries, have a baby, and it's going to be their baby. Maybe they get help from their mother or their sisters or their friends or whoever, but they raise that child as their own child, and so they don't have to confront all the other nonsense that we're talking about, because all of that is basically choking the average guy to death at this point.
Well, I certainly agree with everything you just said. Everything.
Thank you.
And now...
I knew you'd like it, Tom.
We got calls coming up here, and we're going to get to these. And people are having problems with baby mamas. Look at the screen right now.
I'd rather not have a baby mama.
Well, that's what you just said, and I certainly agree. Adam Sachs is here. Family law attorney Adam Sachs is here to answer your legal questions. This is free legal advice for you, but you need to call in right now and get it. If you have a question for Adam, call us right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's the number. It's 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show on the bonus hour. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Talk with family law attorney Adam Sachs, 901-3000-866. That's the number. By the way, the Tom Likas Show, if you can believe this, the Tom Likas Show 4th anniversary party is coming up. Coming up 2 weeks from this Friday, April 1st at 8 p.m. at Busby's. That's Busby's West. No, correction. Busby's East. Busby's West is in Santa Monica. Yes, Busby's East on Wilshire Boulevard. Look, all the information is at the website, but you got to get your tickets now so you can join the P1s. Adam, are you going?
I will be there, Tom.
All right, Adam Sachs will be there. Gary Andino, Mikey Timpson, countless P1s from around the world. We have a nice guest list already. Make sure you are there. And it's a half-price admission for people who are subscribers. So you know what to do. Go to letmein.party and get your tickets right now. Letmein.party is the website to get your tickets, as in www.letmein.party. All right, 901-3000, Tom, family law attorney Adam Sachs. Here in the studio, Jose in Reno, Nevada. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Jose.
Hey, so, I have a little bit of a problem. I've been dating this chick for 5 years. We went to high school together. We went to middle school. Went to grade school. The whole nine. We just had a baby. It wasn't planned. And all of a sudden, after the pregnancy, it's like her attitude's just been getting really, really harsh. It's almost like I got you by the balls type of attitude. And so I've been kind of dealing with it. She's been picking fights with me. I kind of been avoiding it. And so I went out on a Friday and started drinking. And we got to this big argument. And we ended up breaking up. So we broke up. I called her. I requested to see my son. My son is 5 months old now. I requested to see my son. She let me see my son for 30 minutes on Saturday. She let me see my son an hour and a half that Sunday. I got into an argument that Monday at work because I wanted to see him when I got off work. And she said she would, and she went and filed a TPO on me. And so now I can't see my son until I go to this hearing. So I did go to the courthouse, and I talked to a couple of people and to answer the TPO and, you know, reply to it and let them know, hey, I'm not a violent person. I haven't committed a violent crime. This is all bullshit. But my question to you is, how do I protect myself from child support? Because I don't want to pay her child support, but I do want to be in my son's life, and I do want to take care of my son. So what I would like to do, and I don't know, but this is what I would like to do. I would like to provide for my son 100% for life. I would pay all his clothes, his food, his medical bills, everything that pertains to my son. I have no problem paying, but I don't want to pay her. Is there anything I can do?
Okay, well, you mixed a lot of stuff up here, but let me start from the beginning. First of all, you shouldn't have gotten involved with your high school sweetheart, okay? That's a terrible mistake. Okay. And you should not have been so careless about the birth control. This thing that you're talking about, how she completely changed after she gave birth, that's extremely typical. That's a very common thing that guys say. That they look at this woman that they used to care about and they had a great relationship or whatever they thought they were doing, and they are absolutely amazed to see how she changed and this new person she is now, who's just a horror after she's had the child. Now, a couple of times just now, you kept using the word let me. You said she let me see the kid for half an hour, and she let me see the kid after work, or I asked her to let me see the kid. That's not how it works. And it's very unfortunate that you're accepting that paradigm. And this is kind of what I was talking about before. The law says very specifically that children are half the mother and half the father, and that's how they are genetically. I mean, it's 50-50. And a lot of women behave in this way, that somehow the child is their property, and they do the father a big fat favor letting him see his own kid. And even the thing that you just said now, I'm going to pay for him, I don't mind paying for him, I'll pay 100% of everything, that's nonsense, okay? You're the father, you're supposed to pay half, and she's the mother, she's supposed to pay half. And the reality is that the way our society does this is that you end up having to pay her. You're going to pay her child support most likely, especially if she's the primary custodial parent, which happens in a lot of cases. It looks like the child's living with her, not living with you. And so she is going to demand money, and this is the real hassle. This never would have happened when you're married, but when you're divorced or separated, or if you're single parents, like you've never been married, you give her cash. The court orders you to give her money in cash that she then has the full discretion to spend any way she wants. So, like, if you're paying her $1,000 a month in child support, and she's spending that on purses and, whoa, we lost the guy.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll finish my answer.
Go ahead.
If she's spending that $1,000 that you give her on purses, and she's spending it on her own personal items, which is very, very typical, a lot of guys get very frustrated by that, she has full discretion to do so and to not spend any money on your child. The reality is that as much as you're saying this thing about how you care about your child and you want to be in your child's life, this thing you're doing where you're sort of negotiating with her to see the kid, you're going to court. Like you said, you went to the courthouse without a lawyer, and you're talking to people. Clerks in courthouses are not supposed to give legal advice. And it sounds like you waited a long time. This is another typical thing. And she responded by getting a restraining order against you, which is something that women love to do. That's a method of humiliating you and to estrange you from your child and to make it difficult for you to get your rights as a parent. And you're saying it's all lies and you wrote an answer. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you didn't have a lawyer and you just filled out the papers with pencil, it's not going to go well for you. The whole reality is that a lot of it is stacked very heavily against the man. And the idea that you've been doing this on your own, Jose, makes absolutely no sense. What you have to do, and it doesn't matter what's going on financially, there are ways that you're going to make payments or borrow money or do something, you have to get a lawyer, you have to defend yourself against the restraining order, you have to have someone like me file a case to protect your rights. That's a paternity case, which means that you establish yourself as the father, and you get a very specific arrangement for shared custody where it's not like after work you beg her to let you see the kid. You get something that specifically says that you have the kid on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and every other weekend or whatever, and that's a custody and visitation plan, and you try to get as close to half and half time as possible. And that's going to then make it reasonable that everyone knows what they're supposed to do, and that's how you're then going to be able to be involved in your child's life, and decisions that are made about your child will be made jointly, and these are all things that you're going to have to pull together with an attorney. Now, you said before that your child's only 5 months old. You have to deal with this for almost 18 years. So you can't do some half a story and hope for the best and see what happens, you know? And it seems like you've let a lot of this stuff cascade, and it's already very much against you, and you're still not dealing with it correctly. So you have to get on the horse right away. Now, Tom, what I talked about in the opening of the show in terms of having a child on your own,
yeah,
is this the textbook case I just said here?
Well, this is what I've been saying for years.
So look what's happened to this poor guy.
Right. I know. But by the way, what's not clear to me in listening to this call, Jose, you don't live with your baby's mother anymore?
Oh, I've always had my own spot, and towards the end of the pregnancy, I started staying with her so I could take care of her needs, food, and, you know.
No, I don't think she appreciated it very much, did she?
Well, no, apparently not. Well, she did then. She does it now.
Well, it's fascinating how women have incredibly short memories. And I know guys like you that make big sacrifices to fulfill their dreams, by the way. It's generally not a guy's dream, especially at your age, to have a child. And here, the woman gets everything she wants, and you sacrifice and let her move in and take care of her. And 6 months later, she's in court saying that you abused her, and she's afraid of you, and she needs a restraining order. And by the way, she also wants lots of money from you. And by the way, she doesn't want you to ever see the kid again.
That's pretty much what it's looking like. She hasn't filed for anything yet that I know
of. She did.
Of,
wait a second. You said she filed for a restraining order.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about as far as a custody or
okay,
or
well, don't worry about it. The child support and custody are going to be coming like a freight train, okay? And
yeah,
you have to start being proactive. And that's what I meant before, okay? The fact that she already filed a restraining order against you while you're sitting on your thumbs is not cool. All right, you've got to start dealing with this, and you've got to start being proactive, or you're going to find that you're not going to have your child. You're going to pay money for the next 18 years. How many payments is that, Tom?
It's 216.
Thank you. That's a
exactly
lot.
Exactly, 216.
That's a lot of monthly payments, my friend.
18 times 12, yes.
That's a lot for a car you don't get to drive, okay?
That's right.
And you're not going to see your kid, and it's going to be a nightmare. And you're going to run into your kid someday when he's 14 or 18, and he's going to tell you how much he hates you, okay? Because his mother has programmed him that way. And you've got to be proactive. You've got to get a lawyer, and you've got to start taking on this situation where you get your rights and you get your visits, and not a moment too soon, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget.
Okay. Any lawyers that you recommend that are in my area? Or?
Yeah, call me after the show, and I'll talk to you.
Dean will set you up. So he'll say, hang on. Dean will pick up the phone, probably cut you off. You'll have to call back.
No, I don't know. I don't think he did it on purpose.
I'm not saying he did it on purpose, but, you know, we have a new gadget back there to replace the old. These things wear out, and we're coming up on our fourth anniversary. So we have a new gadget back there with the phones, and it's going to take a little tweak till it's working perfectly.
I see. You're still breaking it in.
And by the way, that's how it is with technology. I got to be honest with you. We could sit here and vamp and pretend it isn't happening, but it is happening.
And no, we're transparent on the Tom Likas show.
We are. We are. So it's going to take a while to get that working perfectly, but we will soldier on here. All right, we're here with Adam Sachs. Family law attorney Adam Sachs is here to answer your legal questions absolutely full free. All you have to do is call right now and talk to Adam at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, that's the number. 901-3000-866.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and send me an email, which I answer personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number. For Adam Sachs, here is Jarrett in El Cajon. Jarrett, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's going on with
you? Not much. What's
hey,
going
Jared,
on with you?
Hey, Jarrett, what's up?
Well, it's actually TNT, whatever.
All right, well, I just read it off the screen, whatever it said. But what's your question for Adam?
Well, my question for Adam is that I have a situation. By the way, Tom, I wanted to say hi, and I hope everything's going good with your wine thing. And, you know, me and you have a little tick-and-tack gig, and I hope everything's going good for you. I love you, brother.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me on here for to talk to, you know, Mr. Sachs here, because that's important for me.
Sure.
So, anyway, so check it out. So, I have a baby in an unwed marriage, and I haven't seen him for about 5 months. I went to jail because she called the cops and she punched me, and, you know, did she touch you? Well, no, let me finish. She struck me twice in the face. I had marks because she had a ring on her finger, and they asked and she touched me. I said no, and I protect her because I didn't want them taking both of us to jail and taking the baby away. I thought, okay, well, I'll take the blame for it, and I'm not going to have – I think she's going to have my back. But she turned against me, so I haven't seen my son in 5 months. So my question is I want your opinion on what I should do because she got full custody, and I got a restraining order now. And the thing is that it gets deep. Adam, do you have anything to say as far as that? Or
why are you protecting her? What are you talking about? She's not going to be loyal to you. You're kidding,
no,
right?
Of course. Yeah, you're right. But listen, the
are
whole
you really expecting loyalty from a woman? I mean, seriously?
Adam, can I say one more thing so you can understand a little bit?
Sure.
Please? Okay, so the thing is that when I got with her, she was with another man, and she was cheating on him with me.
Uh-huh.
And then, so that's this little part, but then...
Isn't that a red flag?
Yeah, of course it is, but I want to say one more little part. So we were together, right? And then we were dating and being together, and then like 3 weeks after being broke up, she says, I'm pregnant. So my thing is, I think I should take a paternity test, but I know if I don't do it within a certain amount of time, I'm fucked.
I think that's the least of your problems. If you have a restraining order against you, and you can't see your kid, and she has all custody and she won't let you see the kid at all, it seems like, you know, the horse has already left the barn. I mean, why would you...
What do I do?
Well, you get punched by her, and you've got marks on your face from her ring.
Well, I told him that she didn't. See, the thing is
that idiotic,
I didn't
man.
Want her
Why
to
would
go
you,
to jail.
Yeah, well, that's great. She wanted you to go to jail.
No, but I was trying to protect her and the kid. I was trying to do, like, the man thing. I was trying to be cool.
Really? Did she really appreciate that?
So to speak. Well, I'm just saying, I think you can get where I'm coming from.
No,
so
I really can't, actually. It seems to me that you fucked yourself protecting her when she didn't care about you. It's not funny, man. She didn't care about.
Well, it's not. But I try to do the. I try to do the fucking the knowledgeable thing.
The knowledgeable thing.
Well, I mean, I didn't want. You're right, probably, but I didn't want to put her in jail with the kid. I didn't want the kid.
Oh, I don't want her to go to jail. I don't want anyone to go to jail. But this reminds me when Tom talks about guys that marry a pregnant woman to do the right thing. It's not the right thing.
Yeah.
If you lied to the cops and incriminated yourself, you first of all, you should just kept your mouth shut.
Well, they. To tell you real quick, they asked me when I was in jail, they were putting me in downtown. They said, did she touch? Because they knew she did because I had marks. And they said, just tell me. We know she hit you. And I said, well, yeah, but I didn't want her to go to jail. And they said, well, you should have told us.
Why are you talking to cops, dude?
I shouldn't even said anything.
I mean, you're discussing this with the police. These are the guys that are going to be testifying against you, okay?
Well, it's I'm not at that point anymore.
All right. Well, listen, you know, you don't seem to really want to hear what I'm saying, okay? The reality
is,
it's distressing to me that you're laughing about it, okay? You're really screwing your life up.
I only do that because I'm trying to make light of it because I don't know what else to do. I respect you.
What you needed to do before it got to this point is you needed an attorney to sort this all out. When you deal with the cops, you keep your mouth shut. You don't discuss it with them and think that they're going to understand and be sympathetic, okay? And once the police were called, this woman is not your friend. You're not protecting her. She's not going to remember and appreciate that. She's going to be laughing at you for being stupid.
Maybe,
just listen a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be laughing at you for being stupid, okay? And you blamed it all on yourself, even though she punched you. You know, we have a society that makes up this myth that only men are violent. That's bullshit. And you had physical proof. You had scars on your face that matched her ring.
Well, the public pretender wanted me to fight it, but I said no because I thought she was going to back me up.
I see.
And it turns out she's using this to her
advantage.
Can
you stop a second?
The public pretender wanted me to fight.
Okay, did you seriously think she was going to back you up? Seriously?
Well, kind of. Okay. I mean, I thought.
Dude, get a grip on reality, please. Okay?
Okay, well, at least I'm honest. I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, I'm really glad your honesty isn't going to get you anywhere, okay? At this point now, you've got a child that you don't get to see. It's going to be a real uphill battle trying to get any kind of visitation. She's going to start garnishing your wages, as much money as she can get from you for the child. And you're going to be paying for a child that you said might not even be yours in the first place. So there's a couple of things here. You also said that you got her from her other guy, that she was seeing another guy and cheated with you.
She propositioned me. I was renting rooms, and she was a hoe.
Okay.
And she propositioned me, and I didn't do the right thing,
When a woman wants sex, never say no to her, huh?
She's a hoe, and she told my mom, I'm glad he gave me a baby.
All right, so let me ask you something. 1 second here. You know, if she's a hoe and that's terrific, why are you making babies with her? Why are you having unprotected sex with a hoe, as you say?
Because I made a mistake and wanted to have a child because
with a slut. You wanted to have a child with a whore.
Well, I made a bad decision.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's terrific.
Okay.
The reality is you got to stop fooling around.
And you're on the Tom Likas show, and you're an attorney, so, I'm not trying to tell you that to be degraded because we all make bad decisions.
Okay.
You're
going to compound your bad decision by going to court with a public defender, by taking the blame even though she's the one who made the violence on you, and now letting her screw you over 100%
like this. I could change that, though. I don't think there's any way of changing it. Tell me. That's why I called, because I'd like to talk to you. I'm trying to figure it out.
I think that
because
you...
Because what happened was I was...
I think that you need to do Tom's Yellow Pad Weekend, okay? I think you got to think about your future and some of these things you've done, and you got to stop doing self-destructive things, and you got to stop doing nonsense.
Well, I want to know one thing from you. I want to know a little bit, if I can ask you. That's why I called. Okay, look, if for some reason when we broke up for a couple weeks, if she slept someone else and I think he's my baby, but if there's a chance he's not my child, now, if I try to do a DNA test, am I screwed because it's been too long?
I think that you are trying to avoid hiring a lawyer, and you're trying to find
a
back door out of this.
I'm not a fucking rich guy. I called someone,
I don't think that only rich people hire lawyers, okay? If you're mature enough to have a child and to get into a mess like this, then you're going to have to be mature and hire a lawyer and find your way out, okay?
Well, I understand that.
And you think you're
going to
trick the system by proving the kid isn't yours and ha, 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 that's not going to probably work, okay?
Well, no, if he's my kid, I want to pay for him. But
really?
I'm being honest. If it's my child,
even though you're never going to get to see the kid.
Well, I hope it doesn't end up that way.
Well, it's already that way.
I'm not a felon.
You said you lost all custody. She got...
Because I got... You know how it goes, man. I got a misdemeanor, dumb freaking...
How that happened? Why didn't you fight it? You had lots of evidence that showed you were innocent.
But does that mean I'm going to lose my life?
No, you said that you were convicted of a misdemeanor. I think you should have fought the misdemeanor. Because
you're right.
So you got the public defender and pled guilty.
Yes, sir.
Genius.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad you think it's funny, bro. I don't think it's funny at all. I think, like I said,
I know it's not. But what am I supposed to do? They trick you when you're in jail.
They don't.
Trick you.
They really don't. You let them trick you, okay? If you know anything, all you have to do is shut up, okay? That's it. It's very straightforward. You don't have to be smart. You just don't talk, okay? Right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Fifth Amendment. It's a beautiful thing. The reality is you're going to need a lawyer to sort this all out. But before you do any of that, like I said, I strongly advise you to do the Yellow Pad Weekend, where you start thinking about your future and the kind of life you want to have, and stop doing stupid, self-destructive things. If you knew she was a hoe and a slut, you shouldn't be having unprotected sex with her, okay? Because that's not the kind of woman you want to have a baby with. She's going to give you nothing but grief, okay? And now that it's done, you've got to protect your rights as a father, and you've got to make sure that you have access to your child, and you shouldn't be bullshitting yourself that you're going to trick everybody with a DNA test and prove that it's not your kid. Okay, that's nonsense. The reality is that she is going to torture you with this kid for the rest of your life if you don't get your rights straight now. That's the bottom line. And you're already behind the eight ball, so you got a lot of work to do.
Good luck, Jarrett. Thank you for the call. 901-3000, Tom. That's our number here. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
If you missed any part of the show, obviously, you can always go to Premium Tom and press play and hear it from the beginning. But if you wanted to call in and talk to Adam live, your next opportunity to talk to Adam on the show will be, 6 p.m. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Coast to coast.
Around the world.
And across the universe. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
There's an audience for it.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Houston, we have liftoff.
Beer Magazine, a doctor in the UK apparently falling victim to a blackmail plot.
Yeah.
After hiring a prostitute to come fuck him at the hospital in the closet during his rounds.
That's going to leave a mark.
That's Dr. Rupert Pemsel, 32 years old, that's right.
Yeah, the Roops.
Roops P.
There's up trouble there.
He had sex with a woman in a side room after texting her before starting work, saying, "This is naughty on my part, so discretion would be really appreciated." And apparently he was contacted not long after that by some of her coworkers saying, it's a shakedown time, or we can tell your boss.
So guess what?
He went to the cops, Pemsel. Yeah. 40 minutes he spent with her, by the way.
Well, that's a good closet time,
right? He's married, just so you know.
Yeah, that's definitely, you're going to have some explaining when you get home.
Yeah. He works in the maternity ward, by the way.
Oh, that's a bad tip.
That's how he roll.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen says he's got no dough left now for Denise either.
Yeah, so the gravy train seems to have stopped.
Trying to cut off Brooke, now Denise. Who's left? Who else is on the train?
It's going to stop.
$55,000 per month to Denise Richards.
And she's been getting that since 2009.
Plus, doesn't he own the house or at least pay for it?
Yeah.
Their children are over there?
Everybody's close. Nice neck of the woods.
Charlie claims his income has drastically declined.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he's no joke, man. Our friend's cutting back. Lots of mistakes.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Seriously, think about how much money he was throwing around at winning and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. And now look what we got going.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. In sports, the NBA's Mateen Cleaves has been charged with multiple counts of sexual assault following an alleged assault on a 24-year-old woman.
Yep. Prosecutors over there in Wayne County, Michigan. Our friend Cleaves has been charged with intent to commit criminal sexual penetration.
What?
Unlawful in prison. Second degree criminal conduct, sexual conduct, and two counts of third degree criminal sexual conduct.
That's not good.
Now that's a lot of conduct charges. Come on.
All right.
I guess our friend Cleaves allegedly took the woman to a motel. In Mundy Township, is a great place, but held her there against her will. He is then accused of sexually assaulting her. The woman was able to escape from the room and received assistance from another woman in a nearby room.
Not good, dude. Not good.
Our friend carries the sentence here. Possible prison sentence of 15 years. Mm-hmm. 1-5. 1-5.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And the morning after San Francisco Giants right-hander Johnny Cueto became the latest pitcher struck in the head by a line drive, Major League Baseball says it'll reach out to him about something called a half cap. Have you seen this? It's like
yeah.
A batting helmet with the top chopped off. Who's going to wear that thing?
Well, I used to like those batting helmets at Dairy Queen that you would get the sundae put in. Those were.
Yeah, those
I wish
good.
They would bring those
right.
back.
Is that all you can think about, dude? You really can't use those for protection, by the way, unless your head's really, really small like yours.
But you have to admit, though, with
the chocolatey
coating
sure.
and the peanuts.
Yeah,
and
you
delicious.
Collect them all.
Sometimes Simpson would even get strawberry.
Don't I know?
Delicious.
John. By the way, you don't even have to okay this with the MLB, by the way. You can wear whatever protective gear on your head you want as a pitcher. Apparently, people are doing weird things. They have these like kind of things that slide into your hat. You don't even know that they're there as a fan. But they're there to protect pitchers' heads against this kind of shit.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't know. I know how fast the pitches are coming in. They got to be faster coming off the bat. So
let me tell you, it's my day. My day on the mound, man. 90. I took a couple right in the nuts.
Yeah. Well, you were like Randy Johnson. Yeah. The 7-foot guy hurling pitches.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And finally, it looks like Kanye West might actually get a hand at redesigning the Clippers mascot.
I hope so. Don't you?
Apparently made this stupid comment on Twitter, and now Steve Ballmer is responding.
Well, Ballmer's been known to take chances, and I guess he does love the creativity.
He says he loves his creativity.
But I have to say...
Does he have any idea who he's talking to?
I don't know.
Is this how crazy this guy is? I mean, Ballmer, he's just as nuts, so yeah, what are you going to do? They're both going to be out there dunking off trampolines and shit.
By the way, our friend responds back in a name drop that he was hanging out with Chris Paul, so that makes him
there you go.
Important.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Sexual penetration.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
I got my Atkins diet going. Everything's good.
All right.